Jay, how much power is wind generating now in North Dakota?
That's a good question. It's a little over 3,000 megawatts is the best answer.
And as a percentage, I saw it, is that something like 25% of the state's power?
It is. Yeah, it is. That's a big bite, isn't it?
It is. And so how much job growth has wind power generated in North Dakota?
I believe some of the recent stats I've seen, it shows about 9,000 jobs in renewable energy. Wind specifically, I don't have that exact answer.
And we know that wind energy technicians are in demand. In fact, I think that was the fastest growing job category in America for a couple of years. Tell us what a wind energy technician does.
Well, a wind tech is a person who operates and maintains wind turbines. But I like a better answer than that. A wind tech makes electricity. You know, electricity is, or at least the way we use it, is not something that just grows in the wild, right? We have to make it. So that's what a wind tech does. We make electricity.
So are they tower climbers? Do they fix the equipment? What's a day like for a wind technician?
Yep, absolutely. Wind techs, that's one of the defining characteristics of the job, is you are you're climbing up to the top of the tower. And on top of the tower is where the machinery sits. A typical day includes doing basic maintenance on the wind turbine. And occasionally, the day consists of repairing a faulted or a down turbine, trying to figure out why it's not running.
And how many of these turbines are in North Dakota now? Are we talking hundreds or thousands?
Thousands.
What about other jobs in wind? I assume there is there any manufacturing going on in North Dakota?
There is. There's a lot of manufacturing. Mm-hmm. I think the in North Dakota, the main manufacturing facility would be a blade manufacturer. It's LM Wind Power. It's a company that makes the composite blades that people are familiar with.
Tell us about the program that you started at Lake Region State College.
The Lake Region State College Wind Program exists to train students to be operation and maintenance technicians at the large industrial utility scale wind site.
How long is the program?
Well, it's a one-year certificate or two-year degree program. And most of the students so far in the last few years have been opting for the certificate just because of it's such a hot job market.
And how hot is the job market? Are graduates able to get jobs pretty quickly?
Yeah, you know, every student who really seeks a job gets a job. Companies come to visit us and recruit students while they're in class. They usually show up, midway through the year, roughly about the transition between the semesters. And they make the best case why the student should go to work for their company. And several companies come by. They're all looking for trained students.
As a parent who recently just sent a son through college, that sounds like a dream scenario. How much do these jobs pay?
Well, for our students, we're seeing pay anywhere between $25 and $35 an hour. And that's not bad. You know, if you think, 1 year of school, two semesters, approximately $10,000 in cost, that is just an incredible bargain. And a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with the cost of higher education. It can be rough.
Yeah, and to spend 1 year and get a job that basically pays between $50,000 and $70,000 a year, that's pretty attractive, I would assume, to folks in your community.
It is. Very attractive. And, I always tell students, though, it's more than just that straight-up wage. These are utility-type jobs. And, utility jobs come with good benefits, solid companies. You know, they're looking for people that are safe, competent, dependable people, and they're generally nice places to work.
Let's talk about the balance of power in North Dakota. How much has wind energy grown in the past 10 years, and what's the trajectory for coal?
I think about 10 years ago, we were probably a little over 1,000 megawatts, and now we're at a little over 3,000. The trajectory for coal, that is outside of my area study, but I read just like everybody else reads, and we see that the pressure is on coal-fired plants. Interesting, the pressure is primarily coming from natural gas turbines right now anyway. That's where most of the pressure to change over is coming from.
We know North Dakota is a big oil producer. How do fossil fuels and renewable energy coexist in North Dakota?
One way to look at it, oil is primarily for transportation, and renewable energy, wind in particular, is for making the electricity that runs our homes and businesses. So if you want to look at it that way, you know, oil and renewable energy, they're not really competitors. And interesting, oil companies, drilling companies and the like are using renewable energy to provide the electricity to power their rigs. It's a common thing to see these companies invest in wind.
Wait, can we just stop there a second? Drilling companies are using renewable energy to power their rigs. Is that true?
It is true. Mm-hmm.
And how long has that been going on?
Well, I suggest it's primarily the result of economics. Renewable and wind in particular is an incredibly inexpensive way to make electrons. And like all businesses, you know, people are looking for the lowest cost input.
How are attitudes toward climate change in North Dakota, and are they evolving as renewable energy grows?
I like to take the optimistic view. I think people are in the upper Midwest here, North Dakota, Minnesota. You know, we're pretty educated folk, and I think regardless of political opinions, we're all able to read and interpret the news and discussion of scientific matters. Americans understand what's going on, and I think they're seeing that climate change is something that we need to pay attention to, that it's very important.
Big picture with wind energy and the balance of energy and the job growth in North Dakota, what's your biggest message for people when they think about wind power?
Wind energy means jobs, and these are really good jobs. They are interesting. The technology is fascinating. It's jobs for people that want to stay, live, and work in the upper Midwest, and they just can't be beat.
Is it true that you used to be a newspaper reporter, and how did you end up in wind energy?
Yeah, that's climbing into the Wayback Machine. Yeah, I was a reporter, and there was a wind site that was being built back in North Dakota near where my wife and I grew up, and one thing led to another, and it was a dollars and cents thing.
Jay Johnson, director of the Wind Energy Technician Program at Lake Region State College, thanks for your perspective today.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for speaking with me.